Welcome to today's sermon. I'm Mike Adams of Abundance.Church. And feel free to visit that website, sign up to the email list there, and you can explore all the other sermons and music videos and reference materials. We're going to have articles and charts and lists of God's molecules and things like that. So it's definitely worth checking out Abundance.Church and joining the email list there. Now, today's sermon is about satanic molecules. Now, normally we focus on God's molecules, the amazing superfoods, the nutrients that are found in herbs and the foods mentioned in the Bible and other foods as well. And sometimes then we talk about just straight up scripture, like the book of Revelation and the cosmic impacts that we covered recently. But today, and I've been meaning to do this for a while, we need to cover what are the satanic molecules that are introduced into the food supply, into agriculture, and into personal care products that should be avoided because they are toxic. You know very well that there are hundreds of food ingredients. I mean, I think you probably know this. There are hundreds of food ingredients that are legally allowed to be used in foods in the United States, even though those same ingredients are illegal and banned in other countries, especially in Europe. But they're allowed in the U.S. Why is that? Well, the FDA has been very lax and has allowed extremely toxic ingredients to continue to be used in the food supply. And we need to avoid those toxins as much as possible. In the same way that I encourage you to avoid artificial fragrance chemicals in, you know, fabric softeners and laundry detergents and perfumes and lotions and personal care products, cosmetics, they are very often loaded with toxic synthetic chemicals, and those cause cancer, or many of them do. They're extremely toxic. They can stress out your liver. They can cause inflammation. Some of them can cause neurological damage, by the way. So these are not things that you want in your life. And you've heard me describe many foods as shadow foods. Those are the heavily processed foods, you know, artificial foods, mankind's foods, shadow foods. They're not even real. They lack the normal nutrition of God's foods. And they also lack the taste and the color of natural foods. And so what the shadow food industry does, also known as the processed food industry, is they add artificial colors to make these foods look like they're fresh or look like they're nutritious. And they add artificial flavor enhancers as well in order to make the foods taste more savory. Of course, they'll use a lot of salt and sugar, and the palate of most Americans these days has been so heavily inundated with salt and sugar that they can barely taste the subtle nuances of real food anymore. This is why it's critical to get off of processed foods so that over time your sensory acuity is more enhanced and you can enjoy more real foods. You know, just the subtlety of a strawberry or a grape or a pomegranate. These are God's desserts. And if they don't taste like desserts to you, if they don't taste sweet enough for you, it's probably because your everyday diet has way too much sugar in it, so you're becoming desensitized to sweetness. I mean, I consider pears to be desserts or figs. Oh my goodness. Figs, it's like Mother Nature's, you know, pie that grows on trees. It's just wow. When they're ripe, of course, when they're just right, they're just amazing. But today we're going to talk about taste enhancers and how toxic they are. These are, again, Satan's molecules that are added to shadow foods to deceive you into thinking that they are real foods. And of course, the food industry hides this ingredient. So they hope you don't notice that they're putting what are called excitotoxins into the food supply. And one of these excitotoxins you may have heard of, MSG, monosodium glutamate. Now, MSG is known as an excitotoxin. Dr. Russell Blaylock wrote about this a lot many years ago, and I've talked about it in my own books and in my own articles over the years. Now, MSG, which in Japanese culture is known as umami. Umami absolutely excites the taste buds on the tongue. and it makes foods taste more deeply savory and even a little bit sweet, by the way. This is used very frequently throughout the food supply, including restaurant food and snacks, in Asia. I ran into it a lot when I lived in Taiwan, and umami, or MSG, is typically manufactured by a Japanese company and is used frequently across Japan. Now, one of the reasons I learned a lot about this excitotoxin is because, myself, I have a background of being partially Native American, and also partly Irish, and some French, and if you go back far enough, African, by the way. But Native Americans in particular are sometimes very, very sensitive to MSG. And MSG causes, in some people, it causes like a flushing of the face. It causes a rapid increase of blood flow to the brain, to the head, and it causes extreme headaches, like really insane headaches. And I've experienced that in my life following the consumption of MSG, which sometimes can also be encountered in curries, some Indian cuisine, a lot of processed foods. Even snack chips typically contain MSG. Now, one of the things that I've learned over the years is that most people are not ultra sensitive to MSG, but the MSG may still be causing damage to their brains because it is an excitotoxin and it overexcites the neurons of the brain, just like it does the neurons of the tongue or the taste sensors in the tongue. So yeah, it may make those snack chips taste really delicious and savory, but what's it doing to your brain afterwards? And I know people who have lived for many, many years, and they did not know how come every time they ate this certain brand of snack chips, they always had a headache. They never knew why until I told them, well, look at the ingredients, MSG, it's right there. You're eating MSG, that's what's giving you a headache. I'm like, oh, wow. And then they stop eating the MSG and they stop having the headaches. Now, of course, there are other causes for headaches. That's just one of them. But MSG, or various forms of it, are hidden in the food supply. And so we're going to go through some of those hidden forms here today. And again, Satan wants to be deceptive. Satan doesn't want you to know that he exists, right? That's the greatest trick of Satan, is convincing you that he does not exist. Well, one of the greatest tricks in the shadow food industry is convincing you that you're not eating toxic chemicals that might damage your brain. And so instead of putting MSG on the label, they will use other forms of ingredients that contain very high levels of free glutamate. Now, yes, there are natural levels of glutamate in things like tomatoes, but especially when you eat fresh tomatoes, that glutamate is not readily available. It's not digested. It's not absorbed. And so, yes, glutamate is in a lot of foods, but when it's isolated and extracted or synthesized and then added on top of foods, that's when it's the most absorbable, and that's when it has the potentially the worst health effects. So one of the most common hidden ingredients that contains glutamate is yeast extract. And if you go look at the foods in the natural products section of a grocery store, or the snack chips section, or many, many prepared meals, even frozen burritos, even organic frozen meals, you'll be shocked to find out they contain yeast extract. Now, this is different from yeast. I'm not talking about yeast that's used to make bread rise. That's fine. I'm talking about yeast extract. And there are other names for it that you need to be aware of. One of them is autolyzed yeast extract, or hydrolyzed. So those two terms, autolyzed and hydrolyzed, in conjunction with yeast extract, indicate a hidden form of MSG, essentially, or free glutamate. They are put into the foods as taste enhancers. And importantly, many companies, like mainstream food manufacturers that would put just straight up MSG into their regular products, they will have a natural line of products that they claim to be MSG free. They will use yeast extract, counting on the fact that most people don't know what yeast extract means. It's just another form of MSG. And by the way, there's one particular fast food company that makes a lot of fried chicken. And you might be able to guess who they are. They make a lot of fried chicken. And they sell fried chicken in buckets. Almost everything on their menu contains MSG, including the chicken batter that they use to fry the chicken. And of course, gravy mixes are often very high in MSG. Any kind of seasoning mixes, a lot of spice mixes, salad dressing sometimes contain it as well. Me being someone who is actually sensitive to MSG, I've lived my life reading labels, and so I know exactly where MSG is going to be found. And in this way, MSG sensitivity became kind of a blessing for me. It's part of what made me a food expert. It forced me to read food labels. It forced me to understand what I was eating. And that later developed into the knowledge that I'm sharing with you today. But for people who are not sensitive to MSG, and I found that those people tend to be Asian. Now, this may be why MSG is so popular in Asia, because typically MSG does not cause headaches in Asian people. And this is a genetic metabolic difference that I have noticed over the years. Asian people can eat all kinds of MSG, and typically, you know, they don't have any adverse effects that are immediately obvious. It doesn't mean that MSG is still safe for them to consume in the long run. I mean, it's still shadow foods with artificial excitotoxins. But it may not cause the same level of damage in Asian people because I believe they can metabolize it or eliminate it more quickly from their blood, whereas I've noticed that Native Americans in particular, and remember that's part of my ancestry, Native Americans often have a very difficult time metabolizing MSG. And I've had MSG episodes that would last 10 hours, you know, 10 hours of extreme pain. That's how crazy it is. And it shows you that your body is not getting rid of it. And that is genetic. Now, since then, I have encountered and discovered many natural methods to block the excitotoxin effect of MSG, or at least to reduce it. So I'll share some of those with you here as well. If you suffer MSG headaches, or sometimes it's called Chinese food syndrome, which I don't really like that name because it's not limited to Chinese food. It's in snack foods. It's in American snack foods, gravy mixes, you know, all kinds of things. Like I said, frozen burritos, frozen meals, sauces. It's even in many, many restaurants, by the way, especially if they use like pre-mixed batters or soup. You know, oh, man, if you go to the soup aisle at a grocery store, you're going to find yeast extract in all the canned soups, or maybe not all, but a large number of canned soups. So watch out for that. But in my research as a food scientist, I began to learn more and more about some of the things that could potentially block the effects of MSG. I have not found anything that achieves a 100% blocking, but I have found many things that will reduce the effects, you know, reduce the severity of the headaches and things like that. So number one, again, always watch out for MSG, watch out for yeast extract, avoid it. These are, in my view, Satan's molecules. Watch out for autolyzed yeast extract, hydrolyzed yeast extract, and there's also another ingredient called torula yeast. T-O-R-U-L-A, torula yeast. This is in a lot of natural products, but it's another form of MSG. They sneak it in there. But the things that tend to block MSG are things that relax neurology. Now, by the way, we have looked at things like spikenard oil, which is known as having a suppressive effect on neurology. It is, in effect, anti-seizure. And spikenard oil is mentioned in, you know, Song of Solomon and many other parts, or a few other parts of the Bible. We've covered that. And there are other oils that are known, essential oils, known to have suppressant effects on the nervous system. So these oils may be very useful during an MSG episode. I have not personally been able to test that because I have not had an MSG episode since learning about spikenard oil, because, of course, I avoid MSG. But if you suffer from MSG headaches, it might not be a bad idea to carry around a bottle of spikenard oil, not to drink, but to put on your skin, to inhale, to breathe in as aromatherapy. I would even put a few drops right under my nose, like on my upper lip, for example, so I could breathe it in and then potentially experience, you know, the anti-excitatory effects on the nervous system. It's just, that's one thing to consider. But the things that I do know that absolutely work to some degree include resveratrol, which is in grapes. So we've talked about grapes. We have a sermon on grapes. Resveratrol is a natural substance found in grapes, and grapes are mentioned prominently in the Bible, grapes and vines. And resveratrol is one of God's molecules. And isn't it interesting that resveratrol, as God's molecule, may counteract MSG, which is Satan's molecule? I mean, this is so amazing. This is like the spiritual war of God versus Satan in the food supply. So if you eat too much of Satan's molecules, then you can use God's molecules in the form of resveratrol and maybe also spikenard oil. Who knows? That might be effective. Definitely do not consume excitatory herbs like cinnamon, you know, or cayenne pepper or anything like that. That would make it worse. You want to suppress the nervous system, biochemically speaking, in order to stop MSG episodes or MSG attacks. The other thing that I've found that works is magnesium. Magnesium is known to be a relaxing mineral. It's used in the cardiovascular system as a relaxant. It's used to reduce blood pressure. It's used in many different contexts in order to relax things. I've found that resveratrol plus magnesium can be very effective. And then there are other certain amino acids that are also known to be sort of relaxing. L-theanine is one of them. And magnesium is a recognized ingredient in many calming formulas. It's designed to reduce stress and enhance a feeling of calm and so on. The other thing to consider is anything that's a diuretic that helps speed your elimination. So it's a good idea to drink a lot of water and then eat watermelon, something like that. Watermelon is a great diuretic. It really helps you eliminate, helps your kidneys filter. MSG probably is actually eventually neutralized in your liver, not necessarily your kidneys, but your kidneys need to be working well in order to achieve a lot of elimination. So if you end up with, you know, Satan's molecules giving you a massive headache, then God's molecules can come to the rescue if you know what to do. Grapes, resveratrol, watermelon, elimination, lots of water, some magnesium. Things like this can help significantly. But the biggest and most effective strategy in this is to avoid exposure in the first place. So if you think about shadow food, now actually let's think about excitotoxins as being excitatory to your tongue. You could call this the same thing as, let's say, food porn, because pornography is designed to be excitatory to the visual senses. But that also can cause addiction in people who need that sensory stimulation, and then they come to depend on it in order to, you know, achieve their own sexual gratification or whatever the case may be. But the same thing is true in food. So food porn is a good description for excitatory taste enhancers that are put into food and that also create addiction. So people get addicted to food. They get addicted to that exciting taste. And yet it involves an experience with satanic molecules, just as porn might involve an experience with satanic images or satanic scenes. And both of these are obviously not godlike, right? I mean, both of these should be avoided. You should avoid MSG the same way that you avoid porn or recreational drugs or sex addictions or gambling addictions or any other kind of addictions. And note that the shadow food industry specifically uses these chemicals in the food supply in order to make their foods addictive. That's their business model, is to have a lot of repeat business by engineering their foods to hook people on them. We found this out years ago with the tobacco industry, and it wasn't even nicotine that was addictive. Turns out nicotine itself isn't really very addictive at all. I mean, if at all. What's addictive are these other additives that they would put into the cigarettes to hook people on them, to create the craving and the physiological need. But there are lots of people who use nicotine patches and who take in oral forms of nicotine like vaping that have no addiction to nicotine. So nicotine itself is not addictive, but the additives in cigarettes are addictive. But this is the business model of, well, in the tobacco industry, you know, repeat customers, keep them smoking. In the shadow food industry, keep people addicted, keep them coming back for food. You know, the same processed food, high profit processed food, most of which promotes diabetes and heart disease and cancer, cardiovascular disorders, cognitive disorders, and so on. So if you live your life in Satan's molecules, you're going to have a lot of death and suffering as a result. And this is just cause and effect, spiritual cause and effect. But if you want to get closer to God, then you need to consume more of God's molecules. And if you listen to all the other sermons that we have here at abundance.church, then you'll hear about those other God molecules in garlic, in wormwood herb, in frankincense essential oils, in figs, in apricot seeds, you know, in pomegranates. It goes on and on and on. And we're going to be covering much more in the upcoming sermons. So for today, the most important point to remember is that artificial excitatory taste enhancers are satanic molecules that are used in shadow food to try to create the illusion that the shadow food is real food, to trick you into thinking you're eating God's food when you're actually eating Satan's food. I mean, literally, that's what it is. And they use colors so that when you're in the store, the food looks more colorful because color is a visual indicator. When your eye is looking for fruit, it's looking for bright colors like bright red, like an apple peel, or orange for citrus fruit, or lime green. You know, you're looking for bright colors. That's God's indication that this is nutritious fruit. Or the fig turns red. That's an indication. Or the grapes turn red. The color is a signal. So the processed food industry has now mimicked that symbol in order to deceive you and to hijack that signal to pretend to be God's food when it's really satanic food. Now, one final discussion in all of this. In today's society, it is impossible to completely avoid Satan's molecules in the food because, of course, pesticides and herbicides that are synthetic are also Satan's molecules. We'll have another discussion about that on a different sermon, but it is impossible to completely avoid them. Why? Because sooner or later, somebody's going to ask you to go out to eat, and there's not going to be an organic restaurant or no organic menu, or you're going to go to somebody's wedding or a birthday party or what have you, and there's going to be food there, and you're probably going to consume some amount of that food. You don't want to be rude. You don't want to be a food Nazi. You want to participate in social activities. And sadly, a lot of social activities center around food. It's part of the culture. And a lot of that food contains toxic molecules. And this is also true with churches. So a lot of churches serve up satanic molecules in their church lunches and the church meals and the church snacks. And they've got all kinds of donuts and fried foods and just garbage. It's like, how do you consider this to be God's temple and then you're serving Satan's food here? I mean, come on. But that's one of the reasons why I started abundance.church was because I think we need to teach God's food to the church because so many church members are just eating Satan's molecules all day long. It's crazy. But you won't be able to completely avoid them. So what do you do? Reasonably, you want to avoid Satan's molecules as much as possible. But what do you reasonably do? And here's the answer. And you'll like this answer. Oh, and also organic food is a lot more expensive than non-organic food. And non-organic food means it's sprayed with pesticides. It's sprayed with Satan's molecules. But if you're having a hard time making ends meet because of food inflation is off the charts, they've made food unaffordable by printing too much shadow money. The counterfeit money makes your food more expensive. Inflation. So what do? Here's the answer. You do the best you can. You grow what you can, because that's going to be better than organic. Maybe you do some sprouting. You buy what you reasonably can. And then you rely on God's molecules through superfoods or nutritional supplementation or the foods that you grow. You rely on God's molecules to help detox Satan's molecules out of your body. That's what you do. Think about it. Pesticides can damage your neurology, but God's molecules can protect your neurology. For example, astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is a fat-soluble carotenoid that is generated by microalgae. It's a natural product that comes from the natural world. It's one of God's molecules. It's like serious armor of God. Astaxanthin is... I'm going to do a whole sermon on astaxanthin because it is the armor of God in terms of a fat-soluble carotenoid. It's the most potent carotenoid in the world. And it's what makes shrimp look red. And it's found in salmon. And it's what gives salmon their incredible athletic abilities, by the way. Astaxanthin. It's truly one of the most amazing molecules in the world. And no doubt it was consumed by people in the day of the Bible, both Old and New Testaments. But it was never mentioned in the Bible. They didn't know that this was a standalone molecule. And it's generated by microalgae grown in large ponds, by the way. So this is a naturally generated molecule that also offers incredible protection against UV light. So it's kind of an internal natural sunblock of sorts. But astaxanthin can protect your neurology against free radical damage. And there are many, many relationships like this where for every molecule of Satan that is in the food supply, there is a corresponding natural substance from God's medicine or God's foods that can block that toxin. And personally, I have assembled, I think, the most comprehensive list of these relationships in the world. I was actually going to publish a whole book on this, but that project is no longer viable. I'm going to fold it into the Church of Natural Abundance here. So part of what the church is going to ultimately produce for you is a guide of what I used to call defensive eating, but I never really liked that term. Instead, I'm calling it the nutritional armor of God. I'm going to put out a guide that shows you all of these relationships that allow you to block toxins by eating these other things. Let me just give you one example. If you're going to go somewhere and eat some fried foods, let's say you're going to a Mexican restaurant and you're going to eat the chips, you know, the appetizer chips, and you're like, wow, these are probably GMO corn. These are probably fried. I mean, definitely deep fried. And so you know that they're probably fried in cheap seed oils. You're like, this is not good for me. But you want to enjoy the meal. You want to eat with your friends or family or whatever. So what do? The answer is very simple. You take vitamin C and vitamin E before the meal. That's it. You take like a pretty good dose of vitamin C before the meal, and you take a pretty good dose of vitamin E. So vitamin E is fat soluble, protects your cell membranes against the unhealthy seed oils. Vitamin C protects you against the free radicals that are produced in the fried foods. So by preloading your diet with vitamin C and vitamin E, you can consume fried corn chips without suffering the damage that they would normally otherwise cause. Did you know that? So you can literally use God's molecules in advance of eating Satan's molecules, if indeed you make that choice. But you can use God to protect you. You can put on the armor of God nutritionally. Ephesians 6. Now, of course, Ephesians 6 mentions all the different parts of the armor. You know, the belt of truth, essentially. They didn't call it a belt. the breastplate, you know, the sword, the shield, the helmet of salvation, all of it. They never mentioned the vitamin C of nutritional protection. They didn't need to at that time because everybody was eating foods that were more nutrient dense, and they didn't have shadow food at that time. They only had real food in the Bible. Nobody had shadow food. They didn't have artificial taste enhancers and MSG and high fructose corn syrup. There's no fructose corn syrup in the Bible. They were eating real food, you know, barley. I mean, they weren't even eating corn at all. They didn't have corn. They had wheat. They had barley, you know, they had spelt. They had these things. They had real foods. But I'm going to show you how to put on the nutritional armor of God so that you can still live in this world, even though I encourage you to do your best to avoid exposure to Satan's molecules. Sometimes you can't. And some of you listening to this, you might be in the military and you're going to be fed MREs or whatever. There's no way you're going to be able to go to your commanding officer and say, but I demand all organic lab-tested food. And they're going to laugh in your face and make you clean the latrine, right? I mean, you're going to have to eat what they give you. Same thing's true. You know, you're taking a flight on an airplane, you got the airplane meal, or you're traveling, you know, you got a chicken sandwich from the airport cafe or whatever. You know, there are times when you can't avoid the toxins, but you can bring with you the things that protect you from those toxins. So God's molecules can defend you against Satan's molecules. And this is why I drink a smoothie every single day, because I am preloading my system with protective molecules in the smoothies. I'm using turmeric, I'm using flax seeds. I also use whey protein, by the way. I'm using broccoli sprouts. I'm using, in fruit smoothies, I'm using concentrated vitamin C powders, these kinds of things. And I use them strategically based on what I'm about to eat or what I've been exposed to. You know, when you understand all of this, you can live quite safely, even in a toxic world. You know, Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because God's food is with me. Because God's molecules, not just the rod and the staff, but God's molecules are with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow food and fast food restaurants, I fear no toxicity because God's nutrients are with me. Thy superfoods, they comfort me. And I lay down in green pastures and I juice the grass. You know, I mean, we can translate 23rd Psalm into nutrition and superfoods, and it really fits. It totally fits. So keep that in mind. The molecular armor of God is a very real thing, and I will be your guide. And I believe, I mean, I say this with all humility, and I'm blessed that God has chosen me for this task, by the way. I do not carry an air of arrogance in anything, but my knowledge base is relevant to this. I believe I'm the only person in the world. I mean, I'm the author of Food Forensics and Grocery Warning, and I have a food lab. I think I'm the only person in the world that has this in-depth knowledge of how to block toxic food ingredients with God's molecules. I literally am not aware of anybody else that has that specific knowledge base, and I think that's why God called me to this mission, to share this with you, to share it freely, you know, to bring this to you and help you enhance and protect your life and protect your brain and your heart so that you and us can work together to help save humanity from, you know, Satan's takeover, basically. Really, this is what's at stake. And that's why God has chosen us to communicate with each other in this time. Now, by the way, one final thing here. We have launched the Church of Natural Abundance. It's at abundance.church. And I have been asked by some people, how can we support your church? Can we donate to your church? I'm not asking for donations, just to be clear. But for those who want to, there will be a mechanism put on the website at some point here soon. And yes, it will be a tax-deductible contribution under the IRS code if that's something that you feel moved to do. But I'm telling you that I am not asking for donations. And the church is so blessed right now because, well, you know, my commercial operations are themselves donating to the church, donating in many ways, and you'll hear about those coming up. We have been blessed by your support. We've been blessed by God. We've been blessed with financial resources in order to do what's important. And so, yes, if you're looking for an end of the year donation, let's say, coming up, and you want to donate to our church, we will put that money to good use. But there, do not feel any pressure from me. There is no ask from me. I freely and openly provide this information to you, and we do not need your donation in order to function. We are self-funded. We're funded by our commercial side, by our own donations. So I just want to be clear about that. I greatly appreciate your support. And if you want to support us on the commercial side, then some portion of that will, of course, flow to the church in terms of our own internal donations. But support whatever organizations you feel moved to support. And again, I appreciate you. I appreciate your support. I just want you to know we're already blessed. And that's why, I think the reason we're blessed is because God has called us to pursue this mission in the interests of humanity. And God gave us the resources to do that. So my job is to be a good steward of those resources, because God giveth. And for anybody who turns away from God, God can also taketh away, you know? But I want God to giveth. I want us all to be healthier and more free, more aware, awake, alive, filled with joy and love and health. And that's why I do this. That's the only reason I do this. I'm just one tiny little piece of God's big picture about how we work together to save humanity and uplift humanity. I'm just doing my part. God chose me because I'm a food scientist. I mean, what an odd reason to be chosen by God, but now it makes sense. I am here to teach you how to block Satan's molecules in food and personal care products, and how to get closer to God through your dietary and personal care habits, purify your blood, purify your spirit, and achieve salvation with Jesus Christ as our Savior. That's what I am here to do, and food is just the mechanism to bring us together to that for those who are willing to listen and learn. So that's it. That's the whole story. So thank you for listening to today's sermon. I hope you found it especially interesting. I always enjoy sharing this knowledge with you. Much more to come. We're covering the book of Revelation. We're covering more foods from the Bible. Much more to come. Visit us at abundance.church. God bless you all, and thank you for your support.